Tech Weekly with Jake Brown. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode number 2 of Tech Weekly. Tech Weekly is a show that will happen every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 8:10 p.m. and I'll tell you the biggest tech news that has happened in the past week in under 10 minutes. So first up, the Nintendo Switch Lite is now back in stock at Amazon, Best Buy, Target, and GameStop. The coronavirus pandemic has caused a huge upswing in video game usage as millions continue to stay home. That's left Nintendo Switch nearly impossible to find since at least March, but starting at the end of April, the Nintendo Switch Lite slowly but surely returned to many retailer shelves, popping up at Amazon, GameStop, Best Buy, and Target, and often disappearing just as quickly. Next up, the latest SpaceX Starship prototype suffers an explosive testing anomaly. The SN4 was trying out a Raptor engine in anticipation of a short test hop similar to what a Starship Hopper prototype achieved in 2019. SpaceX is working toward an orbital test flight that would send a Starship into space. The cause of the explosion is unknown yet. SN4 seemed to have made it through a short test firing of Raptor engine prior to the anomaly. So that's it for the Starship SN4. Now it's time for the Starship SN5. Switching over to Amazon, they will no longer support the Echo Look, and they encourage owners to recycle theirs. The Look's companion app and the device itself will stop functioning on July 24th, 2020. Between now and then, users can back up their images and videos by making a free Amazon Photos account. Anyone who wants to delete all their existing photos and videos will have to do so before the July 2020 deadline, otherwise they'll have to call Amazon's customer service to have them deleted. Amazon points out that much of Echo Look's functionality is now included in the Amazon shopping. Here's a fun one. Twitter has hidden a tweet by, yes, President Donald Trump's profile. They're saying it violates rules about glorifying violence. It did the same hours later when the official White House account tweeted a copy of the president's words. Instead of being deleted, both tweets can be viewed by clicking on a prominent warning. Twitter has determined that it may be in the public's best interest for the tweet to remain accessible. Back over to the headphone industry. Beats confirms 4 new colors of Power Beats Pro will launch on June 9th. The new hues are much brighter and more vibrant than the original lineup and include yellow, pink, red, and blue. They'll be available from Apple's websites, stores, and other retailers on June 9th for the standard $249.95 price point. Speaking of cars, Uber has just disposed tens of thousands of bikes, sparking backlash. Videos and photos are surfacing of thousands of Uber's junk bikes and scooters stripped of parts and crammed into trucks to be scrapped. Uber sold its bike and scooter business to a startup, Lime, earlier this month, but thousands of vehicles didn't transition to Lime, which acquired only bicycles that hadn't been made available for consumer use in the cities. Roughly 20,000 to 30,000 junk vehicles have now disappeared from streets nationwide in recent weeks. Next up, the Apple Watch and Fitbit have been being tested on whether the wearables could predict coronavirus. They say that the watches could track a person with the coronavirus or the flu. They may even be able to detect or predict the onset of disease. Fitbit announced its own Fitbit COVID-19 study and are collaborating with the Stanford Healthcare Innovation Lab. Apple is not officially part of the Stanford study, but has worked with its researchers in the past on Apple's health study. Over to streaming services, Netflix nears a 200 million subscriber mark, as Amazon, Disney Plus, and Hulu try to keep up. It should bring in $25 billion this year, and their net income should top $300 million. Here's something interesting. The U.S. may start having a virtual court system if needed. Apparently, Microsoft has been working to create a virtual court solution. If done right, a virtual system could fix a lot of court-related problems. It would allow judges to work around their schedules and give attorneys improved access to online resources. It may also provide a way for jurors to improve their understanding by permitting them to do some research, although this could especially be problematic. Last but not least, Sony has just launched their ZV-1 compact camera for vloggers and content creators. The Sony ZV-1 packs a 1-inch 20-megapixel sensor and a 25.5-70mm f1.8-2.8 lens. Perhaps the biggest feature that's going to attract vloggers to this camera is Sony's IAF. This is a feature that will lock onto the subject's eye and track it so it keeps the subject in focus. I've seen some videos on this and it looks pretty cool. The camera can record 4K video at 30 frames per second. The price for the camera is $749 until June 28th, when they will increase the price to $799. Okay, that just about wraps up this episode of Tech Weekly. Make sure to like and subscribe, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.